Colleges and universities were just beginning a new academic year as Hurricane Katrina struck. Administrators, faculty members, workers, and students evacuated campuses. Some will be able to return to schools that suffered relatively little damage, but many schools will remain closed for at least months and possibly longer. Richard Whiteside is Vice President for Enrollment Management and Dean of Admissions at Tulane University in New Orleans. We spoke with him yesterday, and he gave us an appraisal of the situation at Tulane.
Tulane was damaged by the hurricane, as was the entire city of New Orleans. And as a result of that damage, we have suspended classes for the fall semester. But we will continue our business operations in various locations as we repair the campus and prepare to open for the spring term.
Now, the admissions office has been moved to Richmond, Virginia, I understand?
That is correct. We decided to relocate our operation to Richmond, Virginia. We have a business partner there who works with us very closely on mailing to our prospective students and on hosting some of our website applications. And they've graciously allowed us to use a portion of their facility to relocate our operation.
What about the rest of the administration at the university? Is it stretched out into other places around the country?
Most of the administrators stayed with the campus at various locations. Some evacuated with the students to Jackson, Mississippi. Some stayed on campus during the storm. They are now all being relocated and collected in Houston, Texas.
And the students, are they all in Jackson?
They're no longer there. They were there for several days. Most of them have now made their way home.
Is there any estimate at all about when you might be able to reopen the campus?
None at this time. We know that we will not have classes during the fall, but we will try to reopen the campus for faculty and staff and to resume business operations on campus as quickly as possible.
And what about the spring semester?
We are still planning on opening for the spring term. I see no reason why that would change.
What happens to seniors who are preparing, you know, to graduate?
Well, we have asked our colleague institutions and an agreement that was issued by nine different presidents of educational associations to host our students as visitors for the fall semester and not to charge them tuition, and I assume that many of their member institutions will agree to do so. On our end, we will take back as full credit all of the courses taken by those students and apply them towards degree, and then the students will return in the spring and graduate in May.
What kind of dent does this put in your recruiting efforts?
Well, I think that it's going to be substantial, obviously. Many people are watching this coverage on television and thinking the worst of a great city, and I think it's some of the coverage is not representative of the place that I live and the community in which Tulane exists. So that's, I think, not going to work in our favor. On the other hand, I think that Americans have great resiliency and great sympathy, much the same way people felt some degree of sympathy for New York after 9/11. I talked to people on Friday, and we have received over 100 applications on the website for the beginning of September 2006. So there's still great interest in the marketplace in Tulane University.
Richard Whiteside is Vice President for Enrollment Management and Dean of Admissions at Tulane University. We spoke with him yesterday from his sister-in-law's home in Pelham, New York.